Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden says he strongly supports House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to split a foreign aid package into parts. Johnson's main focus is to decouple foreign aid for Israel from aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine, but would back a standalone aid bill for Israel. Johnson's step, however, has angered a few Republican lawmakers who want to force him out of the speaker's job. Johnson dismissed that.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
It's not clear if the effort to force the speaker out of his job will succeed. Western countries are urging Israel not to escalate the current fighting in the Middle East, where Israel is engaged in conflicts on three separate fronts. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, Israel's war cabinet is debating how to respond after Iran's direct attack last weekend, but is not tipping its hand.
The U.S., Britain, and Germany are all counseling Israel to show restraint following the recent airstrikes by Iran. Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, says he appreciates the advice, but adds, quote, "We will make our own decisions." The direct confrontation with Iran adds a layer of complexity to the region's turmoil. Rocket fire by the Lebanese group Hezbollah wounded more than a dozen Israeli soldiers stationed near the country's northern border. And Israeli airstrikes are still pounding Gaza in the ongoing war against Hamas. Israel's conflicts with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all date back decades, but have never been this active on all three fronts at the same time. Greg Myrie, NPR News.
The criminal trial against former President Donald Trump resumes today in New York. Prosecutors and the defense need to pick 11 more jurors and alternates. Seven jurors are already seated. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to conceal an affair before the 2016 election. He denies the charges. Hawaii's attorney general has released the first findings of an investigation of last year's wildfires in Maui. NPR's Greg Allen tells us the report presents a detailed timeline of the fire that killed more than 100 people, destroyed some 3,000 properties, and left thousands homeless.
The 375-page report is the first phase of an investigation being conducted by the Fire Safety Research Institute. The report confirms information that the fire appears to have started around 6:30 in the morning. Fire crews responded immediately, and a little after 2 p.m. reported it was extinguished. But within an hour, the blaze flared up again and spread to the town of Lahaina, driven by high winds from a passing hurricane. The timeline raises questions about the actions of Maui's Emergency Management Agency and Mayor Richard Bisson, who declined the state's offer of assistance and didn't issue an emergency declaration until after Lahaina had been destroyed. Greg Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. When you're home shopping as a parent, you have lots of questions about local schools. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by a dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.